If we, you know, change the center, recenter our prayer into the way Jesus taught us to pray, where I say, "Hallowed be thy name, Lord," that's my primary request, is that in my life and my family, your name must be hallowed and respected and glorified. And I want your will to be done in my life. I have a great eagerness to see your kingdom come on the earth. If these things are uppermost in our life, we are changing the center of our prayer away from ourselves to God. And it doesn't mean we lose out. This is the meaning of seeking God's kingdom first. Our other things sort of get added automatically because God knows what we need. And if I concentrate on the things of God's kingdom, you'll find amazingly God plans out your life. I mean, my wife and I were sitting and looking back over our nearly 49 years of life together now and seeing how we didn't plan anything. We couldn't plan. We didn't have any job or money or anything. So there was nothing to plan with. We were just almost something like the pillar of cloud, not day by day, but sort of month by month or year by year. What do we do next? But as I look back now, we see how God had planned it all and led us step by step to where we are today in terms of fellowship, in terms of ministry, in terms of work, in terms of meeting our financial needs, everything, things we had never even dreamed of. But how God had knew that despite all our weaknesses, we were sincerely seeking to do His will. We didn't know all of, and when we started out, we didn't know what building the body of Christ was or overcoming sin was. We were just like any other married couple, but we desired to do God's will. That's what God sees. I think of all of you young married couples, desire to do the will of God with a great passion. And you'll find as you look back over your life 40 years from now, you'll see how God planned every step. It's a wonderful thing because He knows the pitfalls coming up, the problems going to come up, and He makes provision for them. Everything. Sicknesses that may come, your family has made provision for them. So it's a wonderful thing if we pursue this goal of having my life more and more centered in Christ and God. Then we come together for a prayer meeting. Our prayers, a few words, can really accomplish much. And also in your private prayer, I want to encourage all of you, when you wake up in the morning, to first think of Jesus and talk to Him. And if you have nothing to say, pray in tongues. That's what I do. And before you got up from bed, even a few minutes, and commune with Him and draw close to Him, then get out of bed. It's the best way to begin the day. And if you've got specific burdens on your heart, mention them. If your wife and you wake up together, pray together. If you wake up early, don't disturb her. Let her sleep. We can pray together later. Very important to be considerate. But if we begin the day like that with God and say, "Lord, I want your name to be glorified in my life this day," it's a great way to begin our day. And gradually it becomes, you know, because in the first part of this year, I'd mentioned to some people that we need to give ourselves to prayer. And what does that mean? It doesn't mean being on our knees, but thinking of the Lord more often during the day, with little half-minute prayers now and then, talking to Him and sensing His presence. And I've tried to practice what I preach then, this year, more than ever before, to recognize that I'm in God's presence and to these little 15-second prayers now and then during the day, to think about the Lord in the middle of your work, whatever else you're doing. And in order to live this life, the most important thing is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You cannot do this without being filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, you can sort of train yourself to practice the presence of God. It won't work. You'll be using your mind to try and imagine, oh, Jesus is here, okay. But it won't last. You'll forget all about it in a little while. But without that, it's not in my memory that I have Jesus. I have in my spirit. So I don't have to constantly remember He's here, He's here. But in our spirit, if we can be baptized in the Holy Spirit, means immersed. Immersed in the Holy Spirit. That's what baptized in the Holy Spirit means. Every day of my life, I pray, Lord, please cleanse me from all sin, hidden sin, everything, and fill me with the Holy Spirit today. I want to live this day as a Spirit-filled life. So, I want to encourage all of you to do that. And so, I would say that if we, now when we pray, also make that a burden of your prayer, to pray that you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's good to pray along with others. I found sometimes when I'm praying alone, it's a little more difficult. When you pray for that prayer along with others, it's, you know, the presence of the Lord is more. When two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst, then we can pray more freely. Lord, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. This is the answer to everything. All the problems in my life, the answer to everything is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I really believe that. People may say, oh, that's a simplistic answer. You can say what you like. But I've seen through the years, if you're filled with the Holy Spirit all the time, it makes all the difference in your life. It's like having the pillar of cloud, which is, the pillar of cloud is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. And they just did not move till the pillar of cloud moved. They were absolutely secure because the cloud was like a protection from the heat of the sun during the day. And it was like a fire protecting them from wild animals and all at night. It's a protection, day and night. The pillar of cloud, pillar of fire. So that's what the Holy Spirit is for us. So let's learn to honor Him and seek, say, not just now, but always pray to be filled with the Holy Spirit every day. And ask Him to show you any place in your life where there's a leakage, which you're opened up some place where the power is leaking out. You see, usually leakage comes through small little holes. Ask God to show you. Very, very important. Ask God to show you if there's anything in your attitudes towards somebody, or some motive, or something you said, which you need to go and ask forgiveness from someone else. I mean, I'm so desperate about this that I say, Lord, I'll do anything if you will make sure I'm always filled with the Holy Spirit. It's very important for me. I don't care what else I lose. I don't want to lose the power of the Holy Spirit.